Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, and I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and a very special welcome back to our co-host, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, you're back from a big trip.
Hey, Scott. It was big, indeed. 3 weeks overseas, I tell you. I'm glad to be home.
You were in London, England, right?
Oh, yeah. I started out in the Czech Republic, spent some time in Prague, spent some time with my family.
Wow.
It was great.
When was the last time you were back in Prague?
2 years.
2 years? Okay.
Yeah, I go back and forth quite a bit. And I tell you, every time I go over the time zones doing the jet sets thing, you know, I can just feel how it really messes with the body's internal clock. I don't know about this international travel. When you stay within one or two, maybe three time zones, that's quite okay. But when you go 9 and 10 hour shifts,
that's a big shift.
Not healthy.
That's an interesting comment, because I used to work midnights in my previous life in the grocery industry. I started off as a stocker, and I'd work midnight till 8:30 in the summer times when I was off of and finished university, right, for the year.
Yeah.
That's how I would make money to pay for it. And that was always quite an adjustment, going from getting up at 7 in the morning to going to bed at 7 in the morning.
Yes, that is really about the same thing. You know, shift work, it's one of the most horrible inventions I could think of.
So you were in Prague, you saw your family,
yes,
had a great visit. What had it changed at all in the last 2 years since your last visit?
There are definitely changes. You can see how the economy's booming. I mean, all of the Czech Republic, there's industry coming in, there are automobile manufacturers, there's a new plant that's building some Korean cars and Citroens. The Volkswagen is building in the Škoda plant. There's employment booming, prices going up, everything's just peachy.
Cool. And then from Prague...
And the Canadian dollar buys less and less.
Right.
And the U.S. dollar, well, that's even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, terrible.
So, and then from there you went to London, England?
To London, yeah. That was the big deal. That was the highlight of the trip. Of course, we're setting up the Twilight Star Chamber in London, UK. And that's the rejuvenation station. I'm sure.
Well, we talked about that.
Talked about it before.
Yeah, so. In a couple of our previous podcasts, we've gone into quite a bit of detail about it.
So the main purpose of that process is to energize a person and to restructure the waters inside the body, as opposed to having to take products that will take the structured water in. You take the entire patient, and put it in the, in the oven. And roast it like a chicken on a spit.
That's very cool.
Yeah, indeed.
And what, I assume you met some fascinating people in London.
Sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
I assume you met some fascinating people in London.
Oh, yes, we have, yes. The company that we're cooperating with is owned by a real estate magnate. The fellow is... a fascinating fellow. he's buying up houses all around London and converting them into condos and doing just great, thank you. You know, some guys, they just seem to be able to do a very impactful things and are successful and doing it in a large scale, and you keep wondering, well, I'm not any less intelligent than he. I wonder why he's so good at it. He's swimming in it. He picked me up in his fine little Maserati that he spent something like $500,000 on.
Wow.
And that's just a toy.
Right.
Anyway, so it was really cool, because in the trade show I was talking to one of his employees. He's a nutritionist, and he says, "So Martin, what do you think this star chamber is that like going to be of interest to people who are like in the celebrity in the limelight?" And I said, "Yeah, it should be." He says, "So you think like I should maybe call some of my better clients?" And then he dropped a few names, "Oh, Bianca Jagger, you think she might be interested?"
Oh.
And I said, "Well, she's getting older. She should be." So I wonder if he's really going to call her, and I wonder if he's really go if she's really going to come.
That would be something if she did.
Curious.
Yeah. You have the whole Rolling Stones in there looking like they're back in their 20s.
Oh, you know, that's going to be something else, and we'll take credit for it. Oh, dear. Okay, so if Keith Richards starts looking like his younger brother,
Yeah.
well, we'll know where that came from.
That's right. That's right. So everyone keep watching the Rolling Stones because you're going to see them
Oh,
grow
dear.
younger before your eyes.
Yeah,
They
we'll
should.
see.
They sure seem ageless.
So, what else can be said about London? Well, I tell you, London is a busy, busy, busy place. And everything seems to be built about two-thirds scale. Cars are smaller, streets are narrower, the bathtubs are shorter, everything is smaller. To a North American, it's a strange experience.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room in London, is there?
No, it's crowded and it's pretty, green, all of that. But very crowded and very busy, and it's got similar kind of air to it to me as I remember New York, everybody's busy and aggressive and go-getter and gotta do it.
Well, it's a major financial center, and that would be
Yeah.
one of the driving
Right.
characteristics.
But important thing here is if any of our European folks are listening to it, especially if you're in the UK, you can now visit Soria Centre, and that's spelled SuryaCentre.com, where situations are being described. You can find the address and the services offered. And not only is there the Star Chamber there, but there's nutritionist advice and several healing therapies are being offered.
Oh, good.
It's quite interesting. The trade show where we were launching this new business is called Mind, Body, and Spirit. And that was the 34th annual show of this sort. And
Wow.
it's sort of all the I don't know. I don't dare to call it New Age, but it's probably the best name I could come up with it. Although there were, every possible spiritual expression was there. There were Sufis and Muslims, and there were Baha'is and Christians, and everybody under one roof, getting along just fine. Thank you.
Oh, well, that was good to know.
Yeah.
And I assume that this was, since it's the 34th and it's in London, it wasn't like 17 stalls. It was probably a couple football fields worth of
It
people
was
and.
about that size, yeah. A lot of seminars and a lot of booths, from aromatherapy to Zoroastrianism,
Yeah. So people are really getting into this. They're really looking for something different, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've met a good number of very interesting health practitioners. One of the really cool experiences there for me was meeting Nikolai Nasikovsky. He's a fellow from Ukraine, from Kiev, and he practices something called visceral manipulation or visceral therapy. It's sort of like massage and chiropractic for the organs on the inside, as opposed
Oh.
to, instead of just giving you a back rub and dealing with the spine, he actually goes in after the liver and gallbladder and the colon and finds where they are properly placed and where they're not, and finds where there are some spasms or not, and massages it slowly and gently, and works out the kinks from inside the body.
Wow.
It's amazing. I mean, I've had a nagging problem with one of my legs. It just was seizing up on me from standing 8 hours on the concrete floor in the show.
Right. That's to be expected.
Well, need not have been expected, but I was hurting. Anyway, so Healy laid me down and he says, "Show me where it hurts." And it was, out back somewhere on my lower back. And so he says, well, the cause of that's not there, and reaches through, you know, in through the belly in towards my spine and squeezes something in there and says, does this hurt? Oh, yes, it did hurt. So then he says, well, push against that. And in something like 5 minutes, I was free of all the pain, all the symptoms. It was just gone.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, impressive.
That is. And,
anyway, he was talking only in Russian or Ukrainian. And one day his translator didn't show up, and so he borrowed me for half a day. And so I was watching him do the work on other people. I was impressed.
And translating.
Oh, yeah, I was translating, yeah.
How many different languages do you speak, Martin?
Well, I can communicate in Russian, Czech, Polish, German, and English.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be that. So I guess five, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's very cool.
Though I keep forgetting, you know, like English these days is my primary.
Right. But I guess it doesn't take you long if you're back in the Czech Republic for it to all start coming back to you.
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, I saw my brother. He's looking very majestic. I think he put on about 60 pounds.
Oh, no.
I said, brother, you're not going to outlive me, and you're the younger one. And then, as a joke, he was introducing me as his younger brother.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Because now, you know, I'm about 4 years older than he, but at this point, I'm looking younger than he is. Because he's just not living the healthy life, you know. He's just feeding himself in restaurants and, you know, living the European whatever thing he's doing.
That lifestyle.
Yeah.
So did you give him any exula or a lecture on healthy eating?
Oh, you know, when he's ready. One of the worst things, if you would know, is to try and be a prophet in your hometown.
Yes.
Or, tell your relatives that you actually know something or that you amount to something. Have you ever tried to offer advice to your loved ones?
No, I'm the same as you. I let them ask me questions. Otherwise, I don't volunteer too much.
Yeah.
For the same reason.
It just never worked.
No, that's funny. So who else did you meet at this trade show? It sounds absolutely fascinating.
Well, I'm going to be soon introducing some new products into the mix. I've learned about some new energy clearing devices. We're definitely going to do more in the line of just the general personal environment, you know, just getting the energetics right.
Oh, very
getting
interesting.
The electromagnetic stuff from the computers and things that work in our environment. I'm quite happy with the ADR line of products that we have. And I found things that work at a greater intensity and, faster or in more different areas of application. So we'll be introducing that.
Cool.
I don't know. I don't have it ready on the website, so it's not much point announcing it too soon.
Well, we'll probably do another podcast talking about all of that. And
yes,
as somebody that is, you know, we're talking away and I have three computer monitors on my desk and two computers underneath it. And my son has a desk beside it with his computer on it. So I'm always very interested in what I can do to cut down on all that electromagnetic stuff.
Yes, I'm sure this is going to be coming up as a big issue for a lot of people. Just the overall wellness and well-being.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So managing the personal space, managing the personal time, yeah, it'll be a big issue.
Excellent.
Yep, I don't know what else. I didn't organize my thoughts well enough. I apologize for that.
Well, Martin,
I met a good bunch of people, I tell you.
Martin, it sounds like, I know you just got back a day or two ago, and it sounds like you're still getting used to the fact that you're no longer in London, England. And I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day, because I know when you go away for a few weeks, when you come back, there's, even though people do the best they can to do the work that you're supposed to be doing when you're there, It piles up and piles up and piles up, and I'm sure that you've been snowed under
Yes,
since you've returned.
you're right. Unfortunately, my desk here has a fairly high stack of messages that I'm supposed to still follow up on.
Right, and so we appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us instead of answering all of those messages. And I think today what we'll do is we've come kind of to the end of our time anyway. It's been about 15 minutes, which is our goal. And I hope everybody has enjoyed a little bit of a glimpse into the jet-setting life of Martin. When are you planning your next trip to London?
That's the good thing. We have introduced the Exula Superfoods to London, and
Oh,
they're taking to it very well.
good.
It's I can't say flying off the shelf, but certainly walking away at reasonable quantities. And
Nice.
so we will be having to go back to do staff training, and the Star Chamber is getting fired up, and I'll have to go there to discuss details and do staff training. So I'll probably be having to go there more often than I'd wish to. I'll be back to London, so all of you British people, write to us. Tell me what you want. We'll make plans and get together. I can't wait to sit down and have some bangers and mash. Actually, not. I tell you something, I was so pleased that I started finding juice bars where I could order a smoothie
Yeah.
instead of all the classic, eggs and sausage and bacon for breakfast.
Right.
I walked past a few of those and I was thinking, oh boy, not for me, not anymore.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Martin. To all our listeners, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day too. If you want to know more about the Star Chamber or Exela or any of the other wonderful Life Enthusiast Co-op products, you can head over to www.life-enthusiast.com, and there's just tons and tons of information there. If you're interested in listening to us talk about a number of the different products and alternative health things that you can do
Right on.
to be vital and everything else in your life, head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and you'll be able to listen to all our previous podcasts. My name's Scott Patton, and our co-host Martin Patella. Any last words, Martin, before we go?
No, just happy to be back. Restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you, folks.
Bye-bye.